is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, he writes a political economic column. He's in London, watching Paris and the melodrama of the French governments. I've lost count. Six or seven, maybe five French governments, all with the direction of the president of France, the twice elected Macron, Emmanuel Macron. And then, Joe, a very good evening to you. What I understand now is these governments keep falling for reasons having to do with the budget and being accepted by a legislature that has genuine communists in it. But Macron is at the center of this. And your new column in the Wall Street Journal identifies a motive for him that is the first time I've come across a motive that I didn't have to memorize because I can't remember pension reform. What is driving Mr. Macron to continue what appears to be humiliation of having to put up prime ministers who get rejected, then another one? Why is he doing this? Good evening to you.
Hey, John. Well, so, I mean, the short answer here is that French politics is becoming about one big thing, and that big thing is to avoid having to call an election for anything because everyone has an increasing conviction that Marine Le Pen and the insurgent right-wing National Rally Party will win it. So I think this is important to keep in mind because there's been a lot of talk in the news really over the past year about a crisis in Paris, and including within the past week or so. And this is usually discussed in terms of the budget. So, I mean, if you pick up a lot of newspapers or magazines or see anything about France in the media at the moment, you'll be under the impression that there is a budget crisis, that the National Assembly, their legislature, is proving to be incapable of passing a budget, and that this is creating all kinds of economic problems, what have you. And the latest measure in this involved a devil's bargain that President Emmanuel Macron and his prime minister Sebastian Lecornu have struck with some parties of the center left to ditch a big pension reform. And getting rid of the signature pension reform for Macron is the price that he has had to pay to get this budget passed. So, I mean, the important thing to understand is that there is kind of a fiscal and economic crisis going on in France right now. I mean, the economy is growing very slowly. The government can't balance its books. The welfare state is bankrupting them fast instead of slowly. So that's all true. But it doesn't explain why things seem to be bubbling along quite the way they are at the moment. And as I thought about this, I realized it's because Paris doesn't think it has an economic or a fiscal crisis right now, or think that they have a political crisis related to the fact that they are likely to lose the next election. And so everything that is going on right now is simply about President Emmanuel Macron's determination to avoid calling new elections for as long as possible so that he doesn't lose them, and specifically so that he doesn't lose them to Marine Le Pen.
So it is a mano a mano story. But inside this, here's what I've been stumbling on. Reform in Paris. I believe that Macron was a reform candidate when he started. He was a member of the previous socialist government. He broke away and ran on his own as a reformer. I thought the governments were falling or rising on the basis of reform promises and actions. Is that also true? I understand Le Pen has been gaining from these failures, but is it reform that he's trying to do? They keep talking about him as a reformer. What has he done?
It's been difficult to tell. I mean, and it feels like there have been some different phases of Macron's career. So remember, he first came to office in 2017, and John, as you pointed out, he had been a minister involved in economics in the administration of President François Hollande before, who was a member of the Socialist Party, and that administration had been something of a disaster on the economy. So I think that Macron's theory is that you could come in and you could offer voters a more compelling vision of getting the economy moving again, and that would rebuild political support for the center and squeeze out Marine Le Pen in that way. And, you know, for a bunch of reasons, it hasn't worked. One first order problem is that Macron himself is not actually a free market policy thinker. I think that, you know, in a lot of ways, his attitude seems to be much in the mold of De Gaulle and a preference for a very statist economy. So what Macron wanted was a French economy that would look like America's, that would have much lower unemployment and much faster economic growth, and that would have all of these tech unicorns in Paris. This was a big thing that he talked about a lot earlier in his administration, but that would still have France's high taxes and generous welfare state and high degree of government control over the economy. And there's a fundamental incompatibility with those visions. I mean, America is America because we aren't French. So, you know, there was a lack of understanding there. And then Macron had never really thought through very carefully how he was going to build political support for this agenda. So whereas in America or Britain in the 80s, you had Reagan or Thatcher who really got out there in the countryside and did the hard, patient work of persuading voters to embrace their vision of the economy, Macron just told the French instead of persuading them. And this method, which people started describing as the Jupiterian method after the Roman king of the gods, Jupiter, was sort of successful in pushing some of these policies through, but very unsuccessful in building durable political support for any of this. And then COVID hit, and the public had never been on board with the reform agenda anyway. And Marine Le Pen was growing more popular because her movement is only partly about economic disaffection, and it is much more about people being annoyed that the elites in Paris are disconnected from them. And Macron is absolutely the wrong politician to try to push back against that sensibility. And that's where we find ourselves today, with the reform agenda having fallen apart, partly because Macron never really believed it, and the politics of this continuing to fall apart for the centrists because no one ever really connected with voters as well as Marine Le Pen does.
There are genuine Marxists in the French Assembly. You report that. Communists, real thing, like 1945 forever. Does that fact weigh upon this decision? In other words, does Marine Le Pen get a pass because she's up against genuine communists?
Well, I think that is more representative of the bigger political dysfunction that Paris is falling into, because Emmanuel Macron thinks that his primary purpose now is to keep Marine Le Pen from winning an election.
Right.
So he called the snap legislative election that created this hung National Assembly last year as a tactic to try to prevent Marine Le Pen from winning a legislative election. And, you know, if you look at how that campaign unfolded, what ended up happening is that Macron did these informal alliances with parties on the left in order to try to keep Marine Le Pen from winning. And a consequence of that is that he created for himself a National Assembly that now has the national rally on the insurgent right as one big block there, and all of these unmanageable leftist parties, including a bunch of unreconstructed Marxists, on the left of him. And so, again, you end up with this totally unmanageable politics because he thought that the goal was to keep Marine Le Pen from winning, instead of thinking that his purpose should be to find some way that you can assemble a proper governing majority.
Do you believe that Marine Le Pen has a program once? Well, she won't be the prime minister. She has a younger man to take that role. Do you believe the National Rally has answers for the struggling economy and the disorder that we see now and again breaking out? Does she have an answer for that?
It's hard to say because, I mean, in some respects her party in Jordan Bardella, who is the likely, you know, leader or president if they do win, you know, have been on a tour reassuring businesses that they have a business-friendly agenda, that they want to pursue some reforms that would genuinely help the economy. But the general attitude, and this is in common with a lot of these parties of the insurgent right across Europe, they're not economic reformers in the Ronald Reagan or Margaret Thatcher mold. The shtick, the pitch to voters is we can have the same welfare state and the same regulations that we've always had, but we can manage it better because we, this new populist party, are like you, you know, that's it's all gone wrong because this apparatus has been governed by this, you know, elite that is distant, and they live in the capital, and they don't understand you, and they don't respect you. And so we can do it better. And that's kind of the pitch. I think that the problem with that is that it's probably not true. I think that someone is ultimately going to have to come up with some way of reforming the French welfare state so that they can afford it. But right now, that's not going to be the national rally. It sort of feels like the national rally is going to be a phase that voters are going to have to burn through before they finally admit to themselves that something is going to have to be done about these much deeper problems with the economy and the welfare state.
One more consideration. I'm told that the national rally dominates the conversation in the agricultural parts of France. That would be the southern France, the farmers. Is that an important factor here, that the farmers aren't with Macron? They've left him.
Well, I think that, you know, that has always been a weak point for him as far back as 2018. Remember those yellow vest or gilet jaune protests right. that we had protesting diesel fuel taxes? That was a rural rebellion, and it was an early sign that he and his urban centrist party were very disconnected from what was going on in the countryside. And it's an example of how the pitch of these insurgent or populist parties is, we get you out in the countryside in a way that these urban elites in the capital don't. And so I think that this is, to the extent that Marine Le Pen is garnering a lot of support in those regions, it's a sign that no one has figured out how to solve this problem and counter her or win support in those areas.
Joseph Sternberg writes political economics column for The Wall Street Journal. He's in London. He is a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. Next, the prodigal son named Andrew. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.